Okay, we're not going to. We'll just give, you know, just the upcoming shurim. So tonight, I hope to finish the topic of buying homes and cars. What bracha you make, Mr. Shem? Next week we'll do the last topic, hopefully, which is hatoiv ameitiv over wine. That will be next week's. And Mr. Shem, following that, I don't know if we're going to start another series, which I want to start a couple weeks discussing what to know when you daven in a beis avel. That's something I want to start because I think it's relevant. Or I might just do a one-week topic, which is extremely controversial. I know I'm going to get a lot of pushback or comments, is women saying Kaddish in shul. Yeah, that's what I was hoping for. Exactly. It's only controversial, basically what I say. So that booklet is already made. And you'll be surprised, very surprised, by what it says, by who says what, just for the record. So I don't know when we'll get into that one, but hopefully before Hanukkah we'll get into that, just to create some tumult about that as well. But yeah, no, I found a lot. We'll leave it. It's very interesting. We'll leave it at that. You'll be shocked to see some of the people who responded and the way they responded. And we'll leave it at that.
Well, can we do this here for young babies?
Sure.
Elon. Amitai, Ben, Talia, Michal.
Yes, our learning tonight should be a schos for Shlema. For this, Elon.
Amitai.
Ben.
Talia,
Michal, should have a speedy recovery and the surgery should go well. Okay, so we're holding over here. Tonight's topic is going to be relevant to when exactly does the bracha Shachyanu and Atayiv Ameitiv be recited upon purchases / acquiring things. So we've spoken in the past about babies and we spoke a little bit about death. Now we're going to talk about perhaps a happier occasion when a person makes major purchases in their life. When and if do those purchases require a special bracha of either Shachyanu or Atayiv Ameitiv? Now, we always remember the rule of thumb, which the Gemara tells us again, and we remember it already now from the beginning of this series, is Shachyanu when it's a private joy, Atayiv Ameitiv when other people benefit as well. If it's just you by yourself, Shachyanu. You and the family becomes Atayiv Ameitiv. So let's see. So the Gemara in Brachas is all the same Amud in Brachas. Daf Nun Tesamid Beis, where all these Gemaras that we've quoted for the last bunch of weeks all appear over there towards the end of the Masechta. So the Gemara says, Tana, Bone Bayis Chadash. Person builds a new house. The Kone Kelim Chadash, he buys new utensils. Oime Baruch Shechyanu Vikimanu Vigenu Lazman Azeh. Makes a Shechyanu. Now, this is very vague, right? Kone Kelim Chadash, that's who's not buying things, right? Amazon, right? Door-to-door delivery, we're buying things all the time. No, or. Now, the question is, what's included in Kelim Chadashim? Who goes, you know, we're buying things all the time. What's included in it? We'll have to get to. Says the Gemara, Shaloi v'shalachayim, v'shalachayim oim ra'atayv ha'metiv. So the Gemara says, but if it's for other people, it's ra'atayv ha'metiv. Lekasho, hod the isla shutvis, hod the lesla shutvis. V'atanya says the Gemara, k'tzar shaldover. The short end of it is like this. K'tzar shaldover, al shaloi, if it's just you, if it's you and others, baruch atayv v'hametiv. So this is the rule of thumb. Whenever you're buying something and it's beneficiary for you and others, atayv v'hametiv. You're buying something that's only you, shachyan. Okay, what are the rules?
Why does the Gemara have to repeat itself? It's pretty clear. It's
true, right? Yeah, the Gemara is a much longer Gemara. It only took us a small snippet of the Gemara. There's much more cheshbonis in the Gemara over there. But this is the part we really need to see is just this. That when it's you, Shechyanu, others are Atayiv Ameitiv, and the Gemara says, Kona, Bayis, Chadosh, the Kona, Kelim, Chadosh. Right? One or the other, right? So let's see the Tosfos. So Tosfos writes right away, V'oimer read the Dafka bibigodim chashuvim. So it's gotta be chashuv. What? We're reading? Bano, Bayis, Chadosh, V'kona. Or, and. Not, you don't have to do both. You don't have to buy a house and clothing. It's one or the other. Well, we'll see again. You'll see it's more mephorish like that in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says clearly, oi. But, Tosfos writes, the Dafka bebigodim chashuvim. It doesn't mean a guy buys a pair of socks. We'll see. Some places we talk about pajamas. Are pajamas chashuv enough? We'll see. Dumya de bayis chadosh. Nokat kelim chadoshim. Says Tosfos, you're supposed to learn that braisa that they're similar to each other. Buying a house and buying clothing. Now, obviously, they're not going to be nearly the same price range or the same chashivas, but it means that type of purchase that's considered a chashiva purchase. Avol she'enum chashuvim kol kach. But if it's not such a chashiva purchase, kimoy minolim van peloys, shoes, things like that. V'cholok and a shirt. V'kiyotzvam ein tzarech levarach. So someone just asked me this week, halach onayis, he bought a new winter coat. Bought a new winter coat. They make a shechiyan or a new winter coat. So he started getting very lumpish with me. I'm only wearing it to protect me from the cold. It's not even so much the style. I'm just wearing it to protect me from the cold. Okay, yes, no. We'll see. We'll talk a little bit more about this in the next week's share. You know, let's say a person buys a new pair of glasses. Now, I'm only wearing the glasses because I can't see. But we know glasses now. Right. We know today glasses are not just to, they're a style. Everything's a style today. Everything today is a style question. So we'll say it. So coat, it's more chashid than buying an undershirt. It's more chashid than buying a t-shirt. So not clear. Value might make a difference. Yeah. Yeah, today's shoes can be very expensive. Hundreds and hundreds of dollars for shoes. Okay. So,
by the shoes, like, it's also expensive, but there were times when mommish people couldn't afford even shoes. They worked. So if somebody finally got shoes after, you know, 10 years, is that, you know,
yeah, again, the answer, a lot of it's going to be, it's going to depend on you. If you're a guy who buys every single day or every week you're buying, so then there's no simcha anymore. If you taka only buy once every 8 months, so then taka it's a big simcha. It's going to be very subjective, which we'll see. So let's see how this plays out in Shulchan Aruch. Writes the Mechaber, number 3, Bone bayis chodesh. You build a new house. Or you acquire new objects. Afilu hayu lo kiyotze be'elu tchilin, if you had something similar. That's the Gemara's cheshbon, which I don't want to get into. Mevorech kopam shechiyonu. Doesn't have to be new. You can even buy used. Says the Shulchan Aruch, "Duhu adin liyishenim." If they're new to you, the fact that someone else owned it doesn't matter. So if you buy a used something, sell it for you. It's new. We're going to get to that also. Okay, so this is that makar in Shulchan Aruch. So again, this is the halacha that we have the way we have it. So l'chayra, schirus is not really yours. Schirus, even though sometimes in halacha we do consider a seicher as a mecher liyomi or lizman, the pashtus is schirus or she'ela will not count because it's not yours. So that's going to be the big kasha. What do you do with a mortgage? We'll get to that. That's the bulk of tonight's discussion. That's what we're going to get to. Right, good. So we're going to see that's one of the arguments that the Achareinim make. That it's really yours, just the bank has a tvi on it. We'll come back to it. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah for a second. So Mishnah Berurah very quickly writes, what does it mean, bona bayis chodesh, you build a new house? Most of us don't build new homes. We buy a house, that's halavai, okay? Halavai, we should all buy new homes. But many people, they buy a house that's already built. So he writes, hu adin in nisraf chazer bon. He says, let's say the house gets burnt, and you have to rebuild it from scratch. Nabach, that has happened. Avalim sasru v'chazer ubon. Let's say you buy the house. Then you knock it down. This is a nice mechol yom. They buy a house and they knock it down. Then yesh deyaz b'achrein mezeh. It's not so posh if you have to make a bracha after you rebuild it. The sveiko lahaka. In that case, Mishnah Berurah says safik bracha lahaka. Vim hoisev ba'ezer shura b'goyva. But let's say you bought the house, then you knocked it down, and what most people do is you build it bigger. That's why you knock it down. You didn't knock it down to build it up the same way. So you bought the house, then you knock it down, you build another 3 floors. Then says the Mishnah Berurah, the Kuliyama Yeshlevach. Then you definitely can make the bracha. So the guy buys the house, he knocks it down, rebuilds it again, then he can make the bracha when it... Even if you made it on the first time, because now it's a new house. It's like you bought a new house. Okay, so the first shayla that comes up over here is, what happens if you're buying property not to live in? You're buying property for business purposes. So if you look over in the Sefer Halacha Berurah from Rabbi Avad Yosef's son, he writes over here, this whole bracha on houses is only if you buy the house to live in it. So again, if you buy a house by yourself, you make a shechianu. If you buy a house with your wife and children, or family, so then you make a teiv amit. What?
Buying a commercial property.
So he writes,
I'm saying, why would it be worse than buying kelim kadoshim? I buy a code, I'm going to make shechianu. I buy the Empire State Building, I'm not going to make...
Right, because he's saying, the din of bona bayis, when you buy a house, that's a house to live in. To buy a house, that's meaning... Right. So he's saying that since I'm not going to get that usage out of the house, so even though I'm going to make a lot of money out of the house, you don't make the brach. Interesting chiddush. Next shayla, number 7. Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Soicher bayis. Let's say you rent the house. V'yachkach kona, then you buy it. A lot of times people happen. They rent the house, and then they decide they like it so much, they're going to buy it. So the question is, can they make the bracha? So what's the answer? How do they make the bracha? Why? Because the first time they had it was a rental, it wasn't theirs. Now when they become the owner, then they make the bracha, even though they had it temporarily as a renter. Let's say you knock down the walls of your house. Even if you change it. Similar to what the Mishnah Berurah said. It's not enough just to redesign the house. You have to extend the house. You have to make it bigger. If you knock down a house and you just rebuild it the exact same way, maybe with different walls or something, that's not enough to make a new bracha, unless you extend it. Exactly. Right. According to this, you're not, right? As long as there's no change in space-wise, which is usually not the case with apartments, right? So you would not make the bracha. Next case over here, when do you make the bracha? Guy buys a house, fantastic. When does he make the bracha? So if Shlomo Zalman writes over here, number 7b, Bircha Shechiyonu Ayatev Emetiv Al-Bayis Chodesh Yivarech B'shas Kviyas HaMezuzas. Now, if you have to go back to Arshur and Mezuzah to figure out when you're supposed to put up a mezuzah when you buy a house. Okay, not when you rent the house. When you rent the house in America or outside of Israel, we had that 30-day policy which we discussed at length. But when you buy a house, we also had, I think, about 3 or 4 shitas when you buy a house, when you put up a mezuzah. When you move in, when you bring your stuff in, when you sleep for the night. Whenever you're going to put up your mezuzah, that's when you should make the bracha. Let's say you missed it. Right? You were so busy with the mezuzahs, you forgot to make the bracha. Yivarech calls man shu sameach bebeisei ha-shabana. As long as you still feel that fresh joy of being a homeowner, you could still make the bracha. Okay, a lot of people play these games. Let's say the name is not in your house. The house is not in your name. You live there, and it's not. But the name, it's not officially in your name. Different people. Yeah, this is a very. Someone was educating me about this a few weeks ago. How popular this type of practice is. How they own the house, but it's not in their name. It's in someone else's name. I'm not justifying this type of behavior. Speak to your local accountant / lawyer about it. But Lamai said, if you have a house that officially is yours, but legally it's not yours, Shlomo Zalman says you can't make the bracha. Even though, again, in these arrangements, when people do this, they treat it like their own house. You know, they do what they want at house. It's not like a rental property where you're limited. They will do construction and they will knock down walls because they fear us like the Bailam, but legally, for tax purposes and all these other goodies, they're not. So Shlomo Zalman says you can't make the bracha. You got to be legally the owner of the house in order to make the bracha. Okay. Well, it's a timeshare. Right, timeshare is a good question.
Timeshare is
ownership,
but just for...
Right, it's a partial ownership. It's a bailus lizman. It's a good question. It's not a very good question. What would be such a case? You're bailus... But let's say a guy buys a house b'shutzfus. So he lives in the house b'shutzfus. I guess you have to know how much simcha there really is when you don't have full bailus on it. Let's take a look at one more halacha. It's a simcha of owning a house, yeah.
So why, if you renovate an apartment, completely gut it, and you move into a brand new apartment that you own, why is it not
right? Right, so we saw this already from the Mishnah Berurah. He holds there has to be some additional work done to it. No, if you, so the first time you buy it, you make the bracha. I buy the apartment, I make the bracha. Then 10 years later, I make it big, I decide to renovate the apartment, I redo the whole apartment. But nothing is added. So according to the Mishnah
Berurah, I'm going to add a bathroom.
So that would be good enough, yeah, right. Aha. Okay, so the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah was you have to add a layer. He said, "Eizah shura begoiva," some height. If Shlomo Zalman said, "What do you have to do?" Elam kin higdal asheta chadira. You have to make it bigger. Maybe a new bathroom is a fundamental change to the apartment. Gives it more value, I guess.
You put paneling on, you make it decorated a nice way. Yeah. Why doesn't that fall within kalim kadoshim?
No, that's not kalim. That's again.
What's
that's what we're gonna have to figure out. You have to figure out what can you sometimes double dip. Right. Oh, so we're going to see in a second. So take a look over here for a second. Number 8B, Ephraim Greenblatt. Someone asked him, Nishalti, im mevarech kishoyse swimming pool b'beisai. Put a pool in.
Psst. The neighbors
are happy. Right? Someone's happy, right? All your friends all of a sudden now know you exist because you put a pool in your backyard, right? You put a pool in your backyard. Im ze nechshav kiboyne b'ayis chodesh akoy l'kim chadosh. That was a shout out to Ephraim Greenblatt. Puts a pool. It adds value to the house, right? You know, what happens now? So he writes, "V'nirad l'chayre ein lid moysel l'bayin b'ayis chadosh." Shrei einu oysel l'dira el l'tanug. So he thinks, like you, David, even if something can't become b'ayis chadosh, but I rei b'chal kelim chadoshim, it's like a new purchase. I bought a big pool. So even though it's not like I built onto my house, but it's like I made a big purchase of a pool. And he says that the kivin sheyehana mimenu hu b'nei beisai. Since you and the kids are going to enjoy the pool, you make atayv ametiv. Right, if you bought it an expensive swing set, basketball court, whatever else you put in the backyard, maybe you also have to make the bracha. The question is, where does it no longer become very enjoyable or maybe even expensive that it gives you any form of simcha?
If your children are not of age, would you make a tavam meiti?
Let's say you
and your children are benefiting.
Yeah.
None of them are bar mitzvah.
Doesn't matter. As long as someone's enjoying, as long as someone's happy besides for you, that would be good enough. So if you put in a swing set, you put in a basketball set, a basketball court, you put in a swimming pool, so that would be good enough to make the bracha. So now we're going to get to the main shaila tonight. About a mortgage on a house. So the Tzitzel Yezer discusses this shaila. He writes in number 9. Adas ha-koinim rehitim chadoshim ba-kofo l'shalim b'tashlum im-moshchim. Okay, you're buying credit. Im yesh lehem levorech aleim brichas ha-toiv ha-meite b'yishach yonu. You buy something on a credit. Right? Huh? Right, right, right. You get, again, the bank is the credit. It's the same idea. Meaning you don't really own it fully now. So we're going to get to that. That's what we have to see. So what was the Tzitzel Yezer's response? So again, if I asked you this question, a guy buys a house with a mortgage. A guy buys a car on a lease. Not a lease, he buys a car with a payment plan. Not a lease. He owns a payment plan. Guy, we'll see the Achorim talk about you buy expensive purchases where you pay it out over time. They talk about washing machines and things like that. You pay it out. So do you say it's your object right now, and therefore I make the bracha? Or do you say, no, it's not really mine because I didn't pay for it yet? Why? And on a mortgage?
So let's see how
the Achorim break this down. So says the Tzitzel Yezer, "Bepshitus nira devadei tzorich levoyim aleim abrocha aruy exuv b'shulchan aruch." Says the Tzitzel Yezer, no question. You definitely have to make the brach. Why? Da koinim oisam. You're buying them. V'nihu kinyonim imishichasam beviyesam lebeisam. You're making them yours by bringing them to your house. V'ata shlumim hem nizak fulim b'milveh. And the rest of the payment is now a debt. V'gamnosnu al kach shtoris lemachreim. This is all up and up. He says, Avada, you own the thing. Again, he was talking about more like a washing machine. So yes, you bought the washing machine, you bring it into your house, you install it into your house. Now you owe the company whatever amount of money. So he calls that's yours. And you make the brach. Then he goes, right. He says, but I got a problem on my hands. He says, El Dereisi la goin of Chaim Pelagi. He says, but I saw Reb Chaim Pelagi. Reb Chaim Pelagi was a great Svaydish of late 1700s. Sheheshiv deloy came. Reb Chaim Pelagi says, nope. No bracha when you buy and you don't own it completely. Reb Chaim Pelagi talks about this exact shayla. A guy buys a house or household items. And it's all on credit. So today we can call that a credit card. A guy buys something today on a credit card. A regular credit card?
You happen to have a debt to somebody else.
Right, so the way our credit card is structured, it's slightly different because it's a third-party credit now. Now the shot is now they have to down up with the credit card company. You're really out of the picture. Right, the credit today means if you get a credit from a store, let's say. Let's say a store says, you know, I'll give you credit. Right, layaway funds, right. Right, right. That's a little bit more, right, that's a better example. Right? Our credit card is not really such a good example because it's not really that type of a credit. The store gives it to you 100% and now they'll have to work it out with the vendor. I got had a good child. I was learning with my Talmidim in Yeshiva this past month. We're talking about the mitzvah of paying workers on time. So I declared to Shaila, if you pay with credit card, are you mekayim b'yom metit in tzchara? Because at the end of the day, this is not my expertise, but from what I understand from Google, it takes a couple of days until the credit card company pays the person. So how's that b'yom metit in tzchara? So I rather think it's not. I don't think it's b'yom metit in tzchara. So I think really it's probably best if you're going to pay for things, don't use credit card. Zelle is way better, yeah, for sure. Zelle or if you use a debit card. If you use a debit card, it goes straight out of the account into the account, that's great. But a regular old-fashioned credit card, I think very strongly, is not B.M.T. Again, you won't be able to baltolin, but it's not B.M.T. in schar. So if you have a chance to get a mitzvah to say deraisa, if you give cash or even a credit card, many achrayim say a check is better, because a check you can always third party, you can play around with it, but a regular credit card, it takes a couple of days until it gets processed. That's always the old shayla. Is it really yours? But again, the way Jake is saying it, about it's yours. You own the thing 100%. Now there's a deal between the credit card company and the vendor, but it's 100% yours. But for b'yom metit in tzchara, I don't think you mekayim b'yom metit in tzchara. If you go, see, it's very nice today. Everyone accepts credit cards. A lot of places accept credit cards, which is a toiva on one hand, but it limits how many times you can mekayim the mitzvah deraisa. B'yom metit in tzchara means you got to pay him that day. You're not paying him that day. You're giving him an IOU.
That's a way of paying.
So that was a big tumult when they talked about checks. Right? Today, most people pay their workers with checks. So Shaz, why is that BMT in Schar? Today they do direct deposit. I correct myself. Correct. I'm still in the old school, right? They do direct deposit, which is really the best. For halachic reasons, it's the best way to go. You avoid all halachic issues with that. But so checks, they say, is that even though the check is just an IOU, but with that IOU, you can get a third party to accept it as cash.
It's a negotiable instrument.
Right. Mashenk in the credit card is just something. So I think it's something to think about. Again, you can't make yourself crazy sometimes if you don't have the cash, but if you have the chance, it's kedai to pay all these places now. The barbers now take credit cards. So the barber, if you pay him with credit card, I don't think you get the mitzvah. If you pay him with cash, you get a mitzvah on the spot.
So.
They could. You're not over the lav. You're not over the lav. You're not over about tolin. But to get the mitzvah,
they give you
that. Right. There's no lav. Right. 100%. There's no lav about tolin. You're not even in the surim. But the mitzvah, which is a mitzvah deraisa, it's not a small thing. I would think that it's something to think about. But in any case, that's a shadow with credit cards. But he's talking about over here straight up credit, right? You buy something on credit. What's the din? So Reb Chaim Palagin.
In a case like that, as a matter of law, I'll be responsible. That doesn't say.
So does that define ownership? Right? How do we define ownership? Right, about that. Again, you buy that washing machine is yours.
It breaks, it's fine.
Yeah, it's all your problem now, unless there's a warranty, whatever it is. Now you have a debt. That's right. Right. So that's what we have to see. So says Reb Chaim Palagi, he explains, the Heshiv, the Hasvara Mechayev Shaloi Levarech. Reb Chaim Palagi thinks you don't make a bracha when you buy something with credit. Why? Kivan the bracha zula and itak the kima al simchas aleif. What is this bracha reflecting? Reflects the joy. Imkain. Zeo ha'isha kain ha'kol ba'kof ma'as simcha nichnas b'liboy. What's this guy so happy about? He now has himself a ganz finer credit. Kivan shali ito is ke'elu hichtas atmei bu'uve ha'kor v'lo yishkoit v'lianuach ad shi'ifrachoy v'asov. He's going to have stress and agamos nefesh, and you'll throw into that interest rates, right? So this guy now is all stressed out of the fact that now he owns a house that he has to pay every month. He has to worry about the mortgage. He says, "Vim kaveizman v'gizman v'yuchel freya who nechba ala kelim shoyim tzua balichoyv shloy." He's trying to go start hiding from his debtors. So we're going to see. A lot of achronim are going to say it depends on his financial situation. If this guy thinks he can make the monthly mortgage payments, he should make the bracha. If this guy took out a mortgage in 2008, knowing that there wasn't a chance that he can afford it, but yet he got a mortgage. So then he should have made the bracha. It really going to depend on you. So let's see. So he says, "Va'adar Rabbah, who mitzta'er? Shem lo yuchal lefreya lebali choyv v'shaloi." This guy's actually very upset. He's not happy. He's very stressed. V'hu nichnas b'maser. Okay, they're going to jail him. Okay, back in the 1700s maybe. Oh, yeah, muchach l'mashkono y'lemoicher chaz v'shalom. They're going to take collateral. They're going to sell in. They're going to sell things. U'bikigoyin zubshita d'leivarech zman v'le'atayv amit. Says Reb Chaim Palagi, how do you make a bracha on that? What joy, what simcha? This guy is so stressed right now because now he's worried about his payments every month. What happens if everything goes smoothly and every month he's able to pay it? Says Reb Chaim Palagi, this is a one-time thing. At the time of purchase. At the time of purchase, he cannot be happy. He has no idea how he's going to pay off this mortgage. Too late, then he says. You got to do it at the time when you bought it. Now this is too late. So if it says, Reb Chaim Palagi, you never make the brach. The Chachomim.
So again,
he's going the most extreme case, right? He's talking about the guy who stresses every month making the mortgage payment. We'll see what happens. The guy's got no problem making the mortgage payment. He's got the money. So he's talking about the most extreme case. We'll see the way many achronim play it out is they go the normal case. The average guy who thinks al pi cheshbon that he can make the monthly payments, then it's a different story. So he writes over here, v'daiku b'loshoinim, kona bayis chadosh, oy kevim chadosh v'vorech, tolu yihabrocha b'shas kniya. Says Reb Chaim Palagi, it all depends on when you buy it. So if when I buy this, there's no simcha, no bracha. Ayn shom hariach cross, Reb Chaim Palagi, she'ein levorach al kegoyin dizinhinu. So says this is Eliezer, I got a psak from a poisik that lived 200 years before me. I have a psak from Chaim Palagi, you buy something on credit, no simcha, no joy, no bracha, only agmas nefesh, no bracha. Fine. So the Tzitzel Yeshu just got finished telling you that he disagrees. So what does he say to that? He says, "Avu emes nosna lahamar lefin is daiti divri alif chaim b'zeh mirafsin igra." This is the saying, with all due respect, I totally disagree with Reb Chaim Palagi. With all respect, I totally think he's wrong. Why? The first thing was that the Reb Chaim Palagi said it's totally when you buy. What's your feeling when you buy the house? When I buy the house, I'm stressed because now I got a life full of mortgage to pay. No bracha. He says, he says, fakert. When you buy the house, it becomes yours. It's yours. You enjoy that part. It feels good to be an owner. Why should I care that you're also stressed about the payments? This is back our old issue of separating emotions, joy and sadness mixed into two, like we had in last week's sugya when the guy finds out that his father died, but he left the money. So there we said, split the emotions. Says it simply, I don't understand. The guy's thrilled to own a house. That's the American dream, is to own a house. I owning a house now means he's going to have to pay the payments. Okay, fine. So he writes, big deal. It's no different than what we learned in Shulchan Aruch, that what? The b'meis avid mevarach dayana emes. If a guy's father dies, he makes dayana emes. Right? The guy has to make two brachas. We had a whole share about it last week. If his brother, the Mishnah Berurah says the reason is based on the Rashba that what, that it's not about happy or sad, it's about toitsa and toyelas. Something good came out, so you can't deny the fact that owning a house is a good thing. From that will come agmas nefesh and tsar and stress about the mortgage. Okay, fine, that's true. Just like tsar and agmas nefesh came from the fact that his relative died, but something good came out of it, and now he has money. So says it says Eliezer, it should be no different than that. Right? That's about everything. Now, the truth is, we know from last week, no one makes this bracha anyways, even though it's on the books. But okay. So he writes, same thing here also. He says, V'roi mizeh betarti, I see over here, deloi kalev chayim, racious, deloi kidvarov, v'kano chasoy shikasa shebracha zulein, takta kiyam al samchas alev. First of all, again, what was the holy assumption of Reb Chaim Palagi? His assumption was, you only make this bracha when you're happy. That's not true. This bracha is not about a feeling. This bracha is about, like the Rashba said, something good came out. And you can't deny that owning a house is a good thing. Owning a car is a good thing. Owning a washing machine is a good thing. It's not about happiness. It's not an emotion. It's a reality that there's something good.
You get a promotion at work, you say Shechiyam.
Very possibly. Did I put it on this booklet? We talked about it, yeah. I think so. I think the guy makes partner. We'll get to Blinez in this booklet. The guy gets appointed as a Rav. It depends on what shul you get. But if you get appointed as a Rav, I say if a guy makes partner in a big firm, I think you should make a bracha. Kid. You should make brachas. What? Or any job today, yeah? Any job, maybe.
Is something the same as being gifted something?
What?
Is buying something the same as being gifted something?
Yeah, should be the same. Same thing, same joy. Even though one costs you.
Even bigger joy.
Said it's better to get free.
Do you have to make it if you get a partner or a job that feeds your family?
Yeah, I would think so. I would definitely think it should be in that category.
There is an emphasis on being some math.
Yeah, and therefore what? With a job, you know?
No, with whatever you're saying, it's not related to the being samaf. That's what his answer is.
Right.
But it is. I mean, we see other posts can hold that it is relevant whether he's samaf or not.
Well, again,
that's what triggers the rough.
Right. Lamaisa, I don't know if I'm going to call it samech, or I would say that positive toelis that came out of it.
I mean, it says, kol zman shu samaf abeisa.
Well, again, Avada, right. We all agree there's going to be some element of joy. The question is that the only deciding, overriding deciding factor? There's other things to take into consideration as well. No, not the way the Rashba said. Mr. Brewer quoted from the Rashba. It wasn't the joy. It was that something good came out. It wasn't joy. He said, you can't say joy because the guy just lost his father. It's not joy. It's a te'elis that came out from the situation. So let's see how he finishes off the tshuva. Amazing. He writes. He says, secondly, v'sheinis, do ichbas mashim es arev imat tzavranach. We don't care that there's other emotions going on. V'imkein b'nei b'mekol shekein b'kod nidenei shebevadei tzarech l'vach. He says, if a guy can make a bracha over losing a family member and getting Yerusha, he can make a bracha over having to make mortgage payments every single month. Taha hu heidi olav es etzara mu'uruv. He says, over here, you brought that on yourself. You set yourself up for that. As opposed to a nebuch, a passing where you can't control that. That's what you signed up for. That's what it means, to own a house. It's It's not even, you can't compare making a mortgage payment to losing a relative. It's you can't even get even close. And most of the time, you do make the payments. You stress about it and you kvetch about it, but most of the times you figure out a way to make it work. Therefore, it says Eliezer al kainir lefinis daidi borer lahalocha degam hakoyne bahakofa. Even if you buy on credit, yesh levarich im kniyasam bircha shachyanu oya toiva meitiv ish kefi brichas yaksuva olav bazeh b'shulchanach. Whatever it says in shulchanach. So according to the Sicily, a guy buys a new house, buys a new car, buys a new whatever. I don't care if it doesn't, he didn't buy cash for it, he has a mortgage on it, he's got payments on it, he still makes the bracha 100%. That was the opinion.
How about if you lease a car?
Leasing is not owning.
So you're no bracha?
No, it's no bracha. You don't own it. You don't own it. You got to own it.
On the same topic, a co-op is actually a lease.
Yeah, so that's a little tricky. That's a little bit more tricky. You got to work that out. Right. And Achraman, good question. You have to work out all the nitty gritties. Right. So you have to really work out.
You make a bracha on the co-op, you don't.
Very, you're talking like that. You have to work out the legalities. Okay. So this one, yeah.
Once where the father of either the chassan or the kala, right after the soon took place, made a shefi on him, and then there was people who were making comments about it. But why shouldn't he be able to make it, right?
What's the Shachiyan want?
He thought he was taking off.
He got a
daughter
married with his kid.
He just spent $100,000.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the thing is. It's nice in theory. I don't see where it fits into any of the criteria. You know, it's got to fit into what the Gemara told us. Now, let's take a look in the Debre Tzina Rav. Oh, the Be'er Moshe. The great Debre Tzina Rav, one of the great Hungarian Rabbonim, was a Rav in Debre Tzin before the war and survived the war and came to Bar Park. Listen to what he writes, number 11. He says, Nishalti, I was asked. In Mechuyiv Adam Levarach Bicha Shachyon Kishukain Alatme Car. Person buys himself a car. Air condition. Washing machine. Dryer. Dishwasher. Uki Yitzaboy. Vintim Tolay Mechuyiv Levarach. If you have to, Im Mechuyiv Levarach Atoy Vametiv Daloy Bechal Eilu, who would they base in Enin? That's the family gets benefit from it. Vintim Tolay Mechuyiv Levarach Atoy Vametiv. Loma Inon Ushoimim. Why don't we hear anyone doing this? Who do you ever hear a guy who says, oh, I just got a dishwasher last week and I made atayv ametiv? So this is exactly what we've been giving the last couple of weeks on. The brachas that no one knows about. So the Debre Tzina Rav was asked, do you make a bracha on these types of purchases? So he writes in a number 12 left corner, Hey Shavti, and I answer, Bivadai mechoyiv levarach shachyanu, kishu yachid la'atzmoy, v'myesh la'ishu banu levarach atayv ametiv. Umash ein noigim levarach, and why don't people make this bracha? Because of a Ramah, which we saw many weeks ago, that says that what? That these brachas are all rishos. Now, if you remember when we learned that Ramah, the Mishnah Berurah pointed out, that's not exactly what the Ramah means. The Ramah was talking about something else, but he writes, he says, I'll give you a different reason. Most of these purchases, you need help from the bank. You finance it. Right? Oy ha-moicher ha-god ba-ba'atzmoy. Or the seller himself finances it to you. She'im mechir hakli l'moshel dollar meis dollar. Ooh, big prices now, right? $400. Okay. Ein akayin mishalam yosem mechamishim. He's only paying $50. Oy shishim dollar anukr b'loshen amedina. What does that say? No. It's supposed to read down payment. So I'm supposed to say it's a. I think it's a typo somewhere there. And the rest you pay monthly. At shisha you beis chadashim ulapam ad yudches 18 months. Oy chadal chadashim kider chlik nais bais ba oifin kazel l'sham la'moichech elakatan. You give a little bit with a down payment. They have bank koyin abayis koyin mishalim tezva vayesim shana la'bank give 15 or 20 years to the bank midei chodesh b'chadshoy chel katan im ribis gadol. With a lot of interest, ha'ichel is baser that eats you up, right? We know that. But oifin shebishas akin shebishas aschol tash shebais bekeilam anal einenu shaloi ulchein loy nogel levarich. Says the Debre Tzina Rav, I have a very different reason. It's because you never really own it. Everything you're buying is financed. So since it's all financed, that's why you don't make the bracha. Yeah, he's saying. That's what he's saying.
But that's only in the case.
Right. That would only be true again. Most of us today are not buying something that's $400. We're not financing $400, right? Today, the $400 is the down payment for the thing that costs, you know, $5,000.
Yeah, this was in his
house. I'm just saying, right? I'm just pointing out. His answer is anything that's unfinanced, you don't make the bracha on. That's his answer. Which is obviously against what we saw in the Tzitzel. Yes.
The question of him is, he lived in
Borough
Park, they paid cash.
That I don't know. So he writes over here, I didn't see anyone talk about this. He says, but he thinks that in order to make these brachas, you have to actually own it. And that's where the practice comes from. But if you pay cash, if you pay up full, then you have to make the brach. So according to everyone, if you go out and buy a washing machine and you pay for it up, you know, up regular, you put on your credit card or you pay cash or whatever, so how do you have to make it? I'll tell you the mitzvah. The only shayla is something which you're buying on credit. So then he writes, he says, "Upela be'enai, sheba'oisa yoyim sh'omali tamachachem zeh helvesi chelik echod v'chelik be'ez leiv chayim." So this day that the shayla came to me, I punk borrowed Reb Chaim Palagi Sefer. Rebbe Shemais, borrowed Reb Chaim Palagi Sefer. And there he talks about this case. He writes, "V'atzitz Eliezer kosev al piskoy shalif chaim shedvar merafs in igra." What does Atzitz Eliezer say about Reb Chaim Palagi? Oh, merafs in igra. It's a pella. Says the Debesina Rav. He says, "Fakert v'ani oim edivri alif chaim him divri alikim v'divri Atzitz Eliezer merafs in igra." I think that Reb Chaim Palagi is right, and Atzitz Eliezer is the pella. Okay, now we got a debate over here. Why? He thinks Reb Chaim Palagi is 100% right. And not like the Atzitz Eliezer. He thinks min asvara for sure. Anything bought on credit is not yours, and you don't make the bracha. And he says, the kibez rayas mevi lipsokhi negra leif chayim ulishteim ain't tekuma. The two rayas that the Atzitz Eliezer brought against Reb Chaim Palagi, I think have no basis. Why? Rayosa beis hu migemara brachis sif al hanal shadachisi b'shtei adayim. The first raya that you could debate about, so what was one of the, Eliezer had a fear of raya. His raya was that you're able to make a bracha on losing a relative and a bracha on joy at the same time. So what do you see from there? You can split emotions. So why can't you do the same thing for a mortgage payment? Says the Debret Sinner, he says, what are you talking about? He says, no shaykhs. There's nothing to do to that raya. Why? They're two separate topics. Why? The misa and Yerusha are not the same thing. The two separate things happened here. The father died, A. B, his death now leaves you with money. He says, but over here, it's the same thing. It's buying the house that causes the payment. They're not two separate things. By the father dying, there were two storylines. The father died, sadness. Grad, his death leaves me money, so now I'm happy because now I have more money in my bank. Here it's one thing, buying a house equals agvas nefesh v'tzar, the dago nefesh about the mortgage payment. There he writes, Masha'enkin b'shil ha'seinu sh'al oysa chefet shakana olov chiv tashlumin. Here the thing that you bought is exactly the thing that's going to stress you out. That was the Atzitz Eliezer's argument. He's saying, no, Avada, when you bought it, you are totally, this purchase brought you tzar. The case of the father, it was not, the father didn't cause the father's death caused tzar. And now your bank being full is a different emotion. That you can split. Here is one thing. The buying of the house brings you two sad things. I guess you can even argue that, Nakuda. But he's very clear that the Atzitz Eliezer is 1,000% wrong and don't be sent mechon. Okay. Yeah.
What would be if, let's say, for instance, you win the lottery?
Right.
Okay, so if you take one lump sum payment and you pay large debt, you make a bracha. But if they're paying you, let's say, just to give an example, you know, $5,000 a month for the next 20 years, would you make a bracha on the first payment? I mean, $5,000, don't get me wrong, it's money, but...
Yeah, I would think so. The challenge, you have to make it on every subsequent payment. I don't know.
Well, you make it once because you have a cash flow.
Uh-huh. I guess. That's the way it works? It's your money that they're holding on, or it's their...
Well, I mean,
whose money is it?
Sell that stream of money,
I mean, you have...
Yeah.
But if you get a promotion, then you say you make a bracha.
I would think so. I would think if a guy gets, yeah, the place can talk about if you win the lottery, you should make a taiva meitim. Yeah. 100%. So what do we do? Halacha l'maaseh. What did everyone do when they bought their house? They yes, the bracha, no bracha. But the Eilam Paskin. So that's a machoikis. So if you take a look over here at number 13, the Sefer V'zois HaBracha, so he writes like this. He acknowledges this. Again, it's a very interesting machoikis since Eliezer and the Debre Tzvi Nerov. I think we all kind of hear both sides of the equation. But listen to the way it says in the Sefer V'zois HaBracha. He writes like this. He says, V'yesh machriim, she'im yesh chshash yitlu mimenu as mashu koyin ein mavach. If even there's a chance that they're going to take back the house, then don't make the brach. Ach, im ein choishes, kigoin, she'achof eitz eidem eshubu l'choiv, oi she'esh lo emtsoim l'froya choiv, then mevorech. I mean, if you think that most likely you can cover the payments, then you should make the brach. If you take a look at the Sefer Halacha Berurah, yeah.
How about at the end of your mortgage, you make the last payment?
Chaim Palagi said it's too late then. He held you can only make it b'shas kinyan. So that's already too late. So if you take a look in Halacha Berurah, Rabbi Vadya's son, he writes, he calls from his father, Chazan Ovadia, Shafilu nichnas l'choivas machmas k'nias adir. You know you're going to go into debt because you buy the house. Im ma'arich sheyucha lamed b'havol achziva. If you estimate that you can handle the payments. Okay, going sheyesh l'parnasa. You got a job. Even though that doesn't always equal making the payments. Tzarech l'varich. Then zok to Bavadja, then you should make the brach. Not if you bought it in 2008. Now, if you got it, then you'll be okay. Now you'll be much harder. So far we have a strong consensus of Gedali Achronim that think that you should make the bracha if you're an average person buying a house and the house is going to be in your name legally and you intend to make, again, not that you have to make the mortgage payment. Someone can make the mortgage payments for you also. But if the mortgage payments are going to get paid in a way that you're not going to stress about it, you can make the bracha. We're not the Kalim yet. So let's take a look at Rabbi Abadi. So Rabbi Yitzchak Abadi, number 15. He was asked the same question. Be'echot shekana mechunit. Guy buys a car. Aydei tashlumim beribis lebank. He pays, finances it from the bank with interest. Does he make the bracha shachiyon? So says Rabbi Abadi, any idea b'manastap. What exactly is your suffix? Is it because now you have the interest eating away at you? Or you're a bigger London, and you think, since I'm paying off the car, it's not really my car. Says Rabbi Abadi, if your suffix is the second suffix, any roya suffix with other. It's not even a shayla by me. Why? It's yours. It's your car. We look at it as yours. Even though, again, same thing with the house, technically, the bank can take back the house, but it's your house. That's how we look at it in the lumness of Bailus. What about the first taina? The fact that now you got to pay interest. He says, so let me ask you a question. Let's say you didn't have to pay the interest, but the car would be more expensive. What would you do then? So he says, v'chim mishum zeh lo yivarach shachiyonu. V'adirab, im ha yekedai lo yilishal l'michir yoko l'dav ezeh, harai hu simen at kama choshev etzla akin shal mukhanas. So that's a rai ha-choshev the cards. The fact that you're willing to pay interest to get this thing shows you how choshev the purchase really is. Therefore, v'adai she yivarach shachiyonu kedin. Omnom, this is just a side point. V'ikra adin, kibir sorayv noigim im mukhanas gam le'beisoy, yes, make a teva meti. He says, by the way, when you're buying a car, you probably shouldn't make a shachiyon. You should probably make a taiva meitim because your family will also benefit from the car. But let's say you're a guy, we'll see Ramesh has a tshuva like that also. It's only you. No one's using your car. It's your work car, it's your work truck, whatever it is. It's not for the family. So we have over here, I think, enough gedolei achronim who seem to hold halacha l'maaseh, when a person does buy a house, if he does buy a car, if he finances something, he should make the appropriate bracha if he's by himself, shachiyonu, with others at teva meitiv. So, Mr. Shem, next week, we'll just do this last page about buying objects, and then we'll go straight into the shayla about a teva meitiv over wine, and then we'll wrap up the sugya with a teva meitiv and move on to something else, Mr. Shem, after that. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Moshe.
I don't think I ended up getting the...